Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump has wrapped up a final campaign swing ahead of Election Day with a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He had a busy day making campaign appearances in four other states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Chuck Quirnbach of member station WUWM reports that Trump campaigned in Kenosha Monday night before heading to Michigan.
The president repeated his disputed claim that his push to send the National Guard to Kenosha in August ended civil unrest that broke out following the police severely wounding a black man, Jacob Blake. Trump said a vote for him is a vote for safety and values.
If you want to be just treated with dignity and respect, then I am asking you tomorrow to go out and vote for your all-time favorite president.
Democrat Joe Biden released a statement focusing on COVID-19. The former vice president says he'll stand with Wisconsin and get the virus under control. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Kenosha.
Joe Biden spent the final hours leading up to Election Day in Pennsylvania, appearing in Monaca. He argued that the election is a battle for the soul of the nation.
You know, we're in a home stretch now. And as my coach used to say in high school and college, it's go time.
In tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the first in-person votes have been cast. Joe Biden swept all five votes in Dixville Notch and nearby Millsfield. President Trump won 16 votes to Biden's five. Voters around the country will decide ballot initiatives today affecting state drug laws ranging from marijuana to cocaine and psychedelic mushrooms. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Voters in Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota will decide whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use, while Mississippians are considering allowing the medical use of marijuana. Already more than 30 states have moved to decriminalize marijuana. Oregon voters, meanwhile, are considering a first-in-the-nation measure that would decriminalize possession of small quantities of harder drugs, including cocaine and heroin, while raising more funds for drug treatment. Voters in Oregon and Washington, D.C. will also decide whether the use of psychedelic mushrooms should be decriminalized. Possession of all these drugs remains illegal under federal law. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Republicans in Texas have been dealt another setback. A federal appeals court panel has denied their appeal of a federal judge's ruling, rejecting their bid to have about 127,000 drive-through votes cast during early voting thrown out. But Harris County still closing most of its drive-through voting locations today because the judge said that drive-through voting on Election Day likely violates Texas law. This is NPR. Hurricane Eta is getting closer to the northeastern Atlantic coast of Nicaragua. The storm is expected to come ashore today, and forecasters are warning of catastrophic wind damage and the potential for flash flooding and landslides. Eta is already a Category 4 hurricane, and forecasters expect it to get some more strength today. A terrorist attack in central Vienna Monday night left five people dead and more than a dozen wounded. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
The attack began at 8 in the evening when at least one suspect armed with a rifle, handgun, and a fake suicide belt began shooting people in the heart of the Austrian capital who were out at restaurants and bars just hours before the start of a nationwide coronavirus-related lockdown. Police described a chaotic scene with several exchanges of gunfire. One gunman was later killed by police. Austria's interior minister called him an Islamic State sympathizer, adding that the police had searched his apartment. The police are still searching for possible accomplices, and officials are urging people to stay indoors. Schools in Vienna have also been closed. World leaders, including President Trump, have condemned the attacks and offered condolences to the victims and their families. Rob Schmitz, NPR News.
The Austrian news agency APA says a total of 17 people are being treated at hospitals, with seven with life-threatening conditions. Global financial markets following Wall Street hires. Investors wait for results of the presidential election. The markets in London and Frankfurt advance at the open. And the benchmarks in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Seoul and Sydney closed higher in Tuesday trading. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.